The animated Disney movie Frozen is a global phenomenon. The story is a take on Hans Christian Andersen's Snow Queen. Box office sales worldwide are nearing the $1 billion mark. Parents of young girls especially may be hearing the movie's signature song over and over again. It's called Let It Go.
Let it go.
One of the main characters of Frozen. Her name is Elsa, a princess with the power to freeze things. The song marks a turn for Elsa. She finally embraces her special power and who she is. Let It Go was written by the songwriters behind the musicals Avenue Q and Book of Mormon. It's the favorite to win Best Song at Sunday's Oscars. Tony Award-winning soprano Idina Menzel brings this challenging piece of music to life. The range of the song spans almost 3 octaves. So, how difficult was it for Disney to cast the role for the foreign language releases of Frozen? We're going to put that question to the man responsible for casting Elsa in 41 different languages. He is Rick Dempsey, Senior Vice President of Creative for Disney Character Voices International. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Robert. Thanks for having me.
And first of all, what was your reaction when you heard this song and knew that you had to essentially find 40-some Idina Menzels?
Well, my jaw kind of dropped the first time I heard the song, to find someone who could have that range, that emotion in the song, and duplicate that 41 different times was a daunting task.
Well, there's a video that you and your team created that shows off some of the different voices you cast. Let's take a listen.
The snow glows white on the mountain tonight, not a footprint to be seen. Un royaume de solitude m'a placé là pour toujours. Der Wind erheult so wie der Sturm ganz tief in mir. Hat wird mein Gefühl, hob mein Best Oak.
It goes on like that for about 25 languages. We just heard in French, German, Dutch, a Mandarin was next. How did you find these singers? Did you hold auditions all over the world?
Yeah, we did. We held auditions. Some of the talent are popular in their local countries. You know, there are acting pools and local stage productions. Try to find someone who has a voice that's similar to what we're looking for. And I think we're really successful in finding all these incredibly talented women around the world.
Similar is an understatement here. I mean, I thought I was hearing a polyglot female singer singing 4 different languages.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. If you look at the blogs on, you know, people who have seen this clip reel, it's pretty amazing. Some people will say, I didn't know Idina could sing in all those languages.
Mm-hmm. Are there some languages that you know from the start are going to be the toughest to cast?
You know, certainly your territories where they have dubbed for many years are going to be easier, like in France. But we have some new languages, like Vietnamese is a fairly new language for us to dub in. We did Malay Bahasa, and that's a new language for us. So there's always going to be challenges when you're opening up a new market and dubbing there for the first or second time.
Let's hear a little bit more. This time, this is from your video in which we hear all of these different languages. We're going to start now with a Bulgarian Elsa. That clip included also Norwegian, Thai. I would have said French-Canadian. You call it Canadian-French, and then finally Flemish. You do a French version and also, as you say, a Canadian-French version.
Yeah, that's right. We really try to do a local interpretation of the film so we understand all the local idioms. At the end of the day, we want audiences to feel like this film was made for them in their country, even animated in their country. We want the lip sync to be that good.
You've come a long way. I've read that for The Lion King in 1994, there were just 15 languages.
I think we started out in 15. That was one of the first films that we were able to go out day and date.
The phrase day and date.
Well, that we release simultaneous to the domestic release. Back in the day, we had a little more time to create all the different international versions of the film, but we're in a day-and-date world to fight off piracy, and so we release it all at the same time.
We're talking with Rick Dempsey. He's Senior Vice President with Walt Disney Studios, talking with us about casting the movie Frozen into 41 different languages. Rick Dempsey, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.
And this is All Things Considered from NPR News.